You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good! Oh, a little break in the vocal cord there. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
It's another cold. I thought it was your foot, not your voice.
Do you like my boot? I'm going to shove it by my boot.
Leith, that's kind of nice. Gray. A lot of times they're black, but yeah, it's nice.
It's like a moon boot that we used to have. Remember those?
I do. Anyway, so how?
It's fine.
Any progress?
No. Okay. Well, not yet.
All right.
So I told you, okay, so you agree. Normally you think I'm a little weird.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And so does Todd. Although Todd kind of sympathizes with me a little bit more than you do.
He is. He's a...
And he's not here today. Amanda's here. Amanda, yeah. Whose side are you on?
Mine.
Generally.
Generally. What's the topic,
just
though?
In general, just, between me or Jim, who generally would you side with, Amanda? It's a simple question.
I'd say 50-50. I can't answer that.
No, you can't.
I can't 51, answer that.
51-49, Amanda. That's all we're asking.
That would be Todd. Todd looks out for you. He's, yeah.
Where's Nikki? She'd be 100% on your side.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, she would.
So what? Well,
so I go to the dime store. Okay, so yesterday was going to be one of my worst. Like I said, I picked a bad day to stop sniffing glue.
Yeah, so you're anxious anyway about
I'm in horrible pain.
With your foot.
With my Achilles tendon.
All right, so that's that. And then you had a root canal
and
scheduled.
And I have a 3-hour root canal.
And you were anxious about that.
I was very anxious about
that.
And
no one looks forward to that.
Who's going to look forward to a 3-hour root canal?
All right, so let's hear the story again. I mean,
and they said be there 15 minutes early.
Which would have been 9:45.
9:45. Mm-hmm. I get there 9:33.
Nice. That's not like
I mean,
you.
Okay, and what else did I do yesterday, Jim? All the wonderful food we had at Vintage Rose.
I just want to say, the reason you were there early is because you Ubered it.
Yes. Okay. That's correct.
Because else there's no way you would have been there then.
I understand, and that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
That's besides the point, though.
It sounds like you're like an early bird. You come waltzing in here at 6:02. Anyway,
so we're at Vintage Rose, and people, if you haven't been to Vintage Rose Bakery, you're missing out. They gave me a croissant. I'm not going to pronounce it wrongly. Croissant? Made me a croissant? Chicken salad sandwich that was so good, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Did you have some of that, Amanda?
Oh, yeah, I had a chicken salad croissant.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Tell me about that croissant so I'm not just like...
No, it was mind-blowing. Like,
it's unbelievable.
I'm going to say, and it's going to sound weird, but I hate the bread in America. I really do. I've been to Europe. That stuff is amazing, and I swear to you, it's the exact same.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes them like 3 days to make it, sometimes?
He makes it.
To make it from scratch?
Because it's got a, whatever that's called.
Yeah. There's love in every bite.
Oh my, it's unbelievable. You can't, if I'm on death row, and they let me have my own meal, I'm going to have a croissant. Sandwich from Vintage Rose.
The tray's getting bigger.
Well, you know what? That's gonna be so great about that, though, Jim. I can't wait for that. Cause it's like I can eat anything I want, and I'm not gonna feel the slightest bit guilty, and I'm not gonna think I gotta go work out to burn this off. Give me the shot. Boom, done. All right. See ya. Really?
Okay. I think that's such a what's the word I'm looking for. Contradictory to who would have an appetite? I'm gonna be dead.
I'll have an appetite.
35 minutes, 40 minutes.
Can you imagine how great it's going to be when you can eat anything you want? Let's be honest.
Work out. You can do it today.
Really? I work out, Jim. You know what I get out of working out, Jim?
A cute torn Achilles heel. Yeah. I'll listen to your story, but I'm going to tell you mine today because I got a big day coming up. I haven't had, because of this test I'm going in for, which is like super expensive.
Why would you need a stress test? You get the greatest job in the world working with me. Look how well we match against it. Boy, we are the men in black, aren't we?
I went, the doctor's like, like every 10 years, right, you go in for a colonoscopy, and he just said, hey, look, it's been a while, why don't you go in for a stress test? So, but it's a long thing. It's the dye, and then it's the treadmill. I mean, it's like a few hours.
Do they inject that?
I don't know.
I had one years ago. You got to
lay on
like
the table,
20 years.
Can't move.
Oh, anyway, that's the one where you got to hold your breath.
Yeah, I think so.
That's for the plaque in your heart, right, in your arteries. All right. Ah, yeah, I've had that.
So, but you can't have any coffee. You can't have any food after midnight, which that's not a big deal. Because I don't even, like, even that lady yesterday, well, you want breakfast? I'm like, no, I don't eat breakfast. But anyway, coffee, though, that was hard this morning. I got up and kind of walking around. What am I going to do? So I heated up water. So I'm drinking hot water because I think that's
just mentally kind of
tricking myself. But
how good did that coffee sound at that place at Vintage Rose yesterday? That Crazy Larry's?
Oh, man.
Didn't that sound unbelievable?
You bet. I got to find that.
Yeah. And I mean, he goes to South America and Puerto Rico and all these places to get the coffee beans. Guatemala.
Can you remind us what type of Crazy tea Larry's. That was?
No, no.
Oh, the tea.
It's not called Crazy Larry's, though. It's called something else. It's
no, the coffee was Crazy Larry's.
Yeah. The coffee was, one of them was called Crazy Larry's.
Yeah.
But I think the umbrella of his company is three initials.
JSA. Was it JSA?
Yes.
Yeah. JSA. Out of Seymour. It was great. It was phenomenal. And great tea that. Yeah, what word did I screw up?
I'm just waiting for you to say it. Let's try.
Chamomile.
I remember that.
Chamole.
Chamomile.
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 I've never said that word before in my life. Mm. I'm going to have some nice chamomile tea. And now we have some nice chamomile tea.
Yeah.
For our guests. Yeah.
Earl Grey always sounds good. Yeah, the Earl Grey. I order that all the time.
But it just sounded, it was like a white chocolate kind of coffee.
Yeah, that was good.
Man, I want to try that.
That guy had good coffee.
Great coffee. Great stuff. Great. Folks, I'm going to tell you, Vintage Rose.
Right.
It's off of Shuring Road, heading to the west, right across the street, basically, from Jones Signs.
Yeah.
Well, that might be the most prominent landmark.
Right.
Everybody knows it's tremendous. You got to try this place, folks.
It's only open until
62. It's a son, it's a mom, it's grandma, it's grandpa.
Yeah.
It's a whole family thing, and it's just really something special.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday, how that can add stress, and it can, but boy, it can take the stress out because those type of businesses, not all, but people steal. I mean, there's cash, there's food.
And
you just would never, ever, ever have to worry about that with the family.
You're not going to have to worry about that at Club 33.
No, what's that? What are we talking about?
Jeff Norgaard and I are opening up a bar.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
What?
Did he say he thought about that at one time?
He's been thinking about that for a long time.
I talked to him a little
Club
bit about
33,
that.
Club 33, Jeff Norgaard and I are opening up a bar.
Yeah, just for the record, how tight those two are. You said, let's open a bar called Club 34. He goes, oh, John, my number's 33.
I know, I got his number off. Yeah, you noticed that.
Well, he's a nice guy.
Oh, so great. Him and Ryan Borowitz, they're great. But yeah, so Jeff Norgaard and I, I'm just going to make the public announcement. Jeff Norgaard and I are opening a bar called Club 33. And I'm going to live upstairs if I don't buy my house.
Yeah, John.
What?
There's a lot.
There's nothing that could go wrong.
Yeah,
there's none.
Really, what could go wrong with that? You and a guy that you interviewed that you hung around with.
Great friend. One of my great friends.
Well,
great friend.
You're going to go into business
with
a bar.
I'm going to live upstairs.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah. It's just, it's good to dream, though. That is, it's good for your...
I've always wanted to own an establishment.
Disposition in life.
Always wanted to own an establishment.
Yeah. I have. It's fun. It's good.
Yeah.
But it's not fun if it's not making money.
We're
going to
make
right
money.
Now.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We're going to make money.
Okay, I want to see that. You going to write a business plan there, Johnny?
Yep.
Hey, I just got asked to judge. Did you get that?
Jason here says, I think Club 33 should have karaoke. Yeah, Jason, it will.
That's
Jason,
good.
It will have. Mm-hmm. Thursdays. Hey, everybody, come on down. Club 33, we've got karaoke here. Come on down.
Wow.
Playing the hits. That's so, Club 33.
Wow, that is so unique. Karaoke in a bar?
Yep.
Wow.
Thursdays.
Yeah, that's, no one's ever done that before.
Not like we're going to do it.
Yeah, right. What's going to be, you better.
Got t-shirts in the process right now. We got t-shirts.
That's, I'm really, you're going to have t-shirts and karaoke.
And business cards.
Yeah.
Wow. And karaoke.
I can't believe.
Free popcorn on Tuesdays.
I can't believe someone hasn't done that before. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. A million people have.
Not like us, Jim. Okay, well, you know what? Jeff and I, we're looking for investors. You're not going to be one of them.
You're right.
I know. We're not allowing you.
Say what you will about the business plan, but this is Wisconsin. It'll work for a bit.
Thank you.
It's short-lived.
Thank you, Amanda.
Hey,
Thank you. Time's off today. Amanda is capably filling in.
Yes. I got an email yesterday to ask to judge some business thing at UWGB.
I told you, I'm not happy about that gig you put me on
with. I'm going to do that.
I'm not happy about that, Jim.
Which one, the pets?
Yeah, because I still have nightmares about judging the Little House on the Prairie competition and these little girls in bonnets cussing out.
Well, though, this is going to be easier. First of all, we're judging dogs. Dog costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Dog
I don't think dog and, owners are going to be too, like...
Yeah, that's too protective. Yeah, that's true.
Is Milton in
but
this?
It's sponsored. No. You know what? I would be way, way, way too biased.
Yeah.
I just... it's sponsored by Tito's, though.
Tito's Vodka?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was a hook for you.
I think so, too.
And it's at the Northland Hotel, which is a hook for me. So, it's going to be fun. 22nd, right?
Yeah.
At noon?
Yes.
We're going to advertise that.
Then I got my event that night in Two Rivers.
Yeah.
Which we're bringing to Green Bay.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that at break.
Yes, we are bringing this to Green Bay.
I think that's an awesome idea.
I think, and we got to talk to Tarl from the Tarleton. This is going to
be on my show.
And we're going to split the proceeds. Parts going to the community shelter. Parts to my veteran group.
Yeah.
Deal?
I'm all in on. Yes. I'm going to be like the producer. I don't want
to. No, okay. Here's the deal. You're not going to be the producer. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have anything to do because I've been working on this for like 10 years with this group. So you're not going to have anything to do with the actual production. You're going to show up and you're going to talk. And that's all you're going to do.
Anyway, we got to work on that.
We got to get some real hotties as our Janice Penningtons, who is a phenomenal, you know, whatever. So we need some guys recommend us. There's some real hotties in the area. They're going to be our glamour girls.
Yeah. I think that is going to be a whole lot of fun. It's going to be fun because they're going to guess. We're going to have some small gifts. We'll have some large gifts, but even the small gifts.
Oh, that's like, the best way. It's like a 409, you know, yada yada cleaner.
No, that cleaner. But no, I want to say like this dinner at Black Otter with a 64-ounce.
Somebody
cut.
Put that on their
and
Facebook
somebody's gotta
the
guess
other day.
That. People
that
are going to guess.
So big.
It's Fred Flintstone.
I'd never seen that before.
It's huge. But people
it's bigger
guess,
than the plate.
People are going to guess like over $100. And you know what I mean? Like that's going to be a fun thing to.
I don't know who it was. One of my Facebook people were there the other night and they had a picture of that on their plate. And it was like, I've never seen a steak that big.
It's huge. It's just,
oh my gosh.
And people look at you and.
That's like pounds, right?
Pictures. It's 6 pounds.
6 pounds.
Six times 16. Yeah. 6 pounds of meat.
Wow.
Medium rare. And plus, you have the whole celebration. That is like once a year.
Well, we're talking about when I'm on death row, what I'm going to get.
And
what you're going to get. I'm going to get the croissant sandwich from Vintage Rose.
On death row.
Huh?
I'm not going to be on. Okay, whatever.
If you are, you never know. You could snap. I could see that. I could see you snapping.
All right, true that. All right, go ahead.
All right.
So, I want to talk more about this thing that we're bringing to the Tarleton is really going to be a fun event for Green Bay. And we don't have anything like it. We have a lot of great entertainment, but this is going to be its own niche.
Absolutely. All right, we got to set a quick break. We got a great show coming up. Mark Hewson, Beckett K, our man, and a great entertainer in Tony Fritz. Beckett.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
For the Todd Allball Show. Allballs.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday. It's a little cold out there. 8 degrees in Green Bay, 8 degrees in Appleton, 9 degrees in Oshkosh.
It's not just cold. It's windy.
It's cold. Yeah.
I know it's cold. I walked here.
It's not pleasant.
No.
Today is Fettuccine Alfredo Day. You can't go wrong with Alfredo Fettuccine. Even though I'm full-blooded Italian, I'm not a tomato sauce guy.
Yeah.
But I'm a total white sauce guy. Wow. White sauce and mushrooms is the greatest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, it is.
Fettuccine Alfredo. That's actually what I have for my, what do you call it when you have something before your regular meal?
Appetizer?
Appetizer.
Fettuccine Alfredo for an appetizer?
When I'm on death row, Bubblegum Day, Ballet Day. You seem the kind of guy who would go to a ballet.
I've been to plenty.
You
my kids were, my daughter was in it.
Matt, do you have the introduction for his family when we talked about his family that Todd had yesterday?
It's so untrue.
I don't.
No, good. Okay, that's good. Great. Yes.
Welcome to the Schmidt Estate.
Have you, but you've been to ballets.
Have I been? What do you think the odds are I've ever been to a ballet?
You have.
I have not been to a ballet.
You've been to the
Nutcracker? I was at Riverdance.
Were you at the, that's not even close. Did we've been to the Nutcracker?
No. I have, let me tell you something. I've got post-traumatic stress from sitting with my grandma, watching Lawrence Welk or whatever it was with a ballet theme instead of, and ooh, my parents went to a big basketball game, Nagani against Champion, biggest game ever. They didn't take me. I had to sit with my grandma, my sister and I. We still talk about how horrible that was. And the only thing on TV was some kind of bleeping ballet.
Lawrence Welk didn't have a lot of ballet.
But oh, I hate ballet.
Well, it's...
Nobody likes ballet, Jim. I got to be honest with you.
You got to be super talented. That
I know
that
they are.
Work.
They're great athletes.
They are.
But
they're unbelievable athletes.
If a person's not into ballet, you're not going to sit there and say, I'm enjoying this. You're just... Matt, are you into ballet?
No.
Thank you.
No. But you're talking to the wrong person for
but
that.
But you know what I mean? If you're not into it, you can't enjoy it.
If you don't appreciate it.
I would enjoy it if I went to go, but I would probably for a little bit.
It's like, hey, Amanda, we got two choices tonight. You get to go to the ballet or we get to go to the fish fry. What are you going to do?
Well, but
can I do both, though? Where's... See, here's the thing with the ballet, though. They're usually accompanied by string instruments, and I was in orchestra for like 20 years. So.
All right. What'd you play?
Viola.
Nice.
Yeah.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's like a violin.
Okay.
But a little bit bigger. And because violins are so snooty, we don't get the cool parts. We get the lame parts.
Violins aren't snooty because somebody told me recently, and I talked about this on the show with one of our groups we had in here. That's the same as a fiddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
fiddles are cool.
Violin,
okay. Fiddles are cool.
Fiddles are really cool.
Yeah.
I bet you didn't know, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care, I'll make a bet right with you. You play pretty good fiddle, son, but give the devil his due.
Ballets are good too. All right. Hey, Rose Day.
You know today's what? Rose Day?
That reminds me that people, if they're going to order a singing Valentine that comes with a rose and two songs, that they should do that. Amanda, do you have that guy's contact? It's in Appleton.
Your brother, you mean?
No, not for my brother. No, he
sings. Your brother, Bill?
No, there's quartets in Oshkosh, Appleton, Manitowoc.
The Fox Valleyers.
The contact person. Do you have
Well, you're kind of blowing moment. It if you do that for Donna. You can't, like, talk about it if she's listening.
Well, she knows she's getting that. And you can send them to
I could see you sending that to Milton.
Yeah.
I really could.
That's a good idea.
I know it is.
I have to think about that.
Today is also Heart Health Day.
Good.
That's a good day. Oh, it's Women's Heart Health Day. Very good. Working.
Oh,
Amanda,
I was going to say if it was
Amanda,
just heart.
Amanda, what is this?
Roki.
Amanda.
I did not type these.
Okay, it's spelt wrong. Is it supposed to be spelt W-R-O-K? Working Naked Day?
Thank you for coming clothed.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Wow.
Absolutely. Working Naked Day.
We can skip that one.
We still got time.
Wow. Okay. Aston Kutcher, 47. I met him that day. He was really great. He was here for a Packer game.
Yeah.
Super guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. Chris Rock is 60. Garth Brooks. Man, I still love Garth Brooks. James Spader is 65, who always seems weird, that actor. He's one of those guys where he always plays weird characters, and then you feel like that would be him in normal life. What was that show, Amanda?
I don't know.
He played like a weird character. He was like, remember that show?
For Ashton Kutcher?
No. James Spader.
Oh, James Spader. I mean, he's been... There's Boston Legal he was in.
Give me another one.
The Practice he was in.
Give me another one. There was something else he was in where he played kind of this weird, really mysterious guy. Incredibly mysterious. And he helped out this woman who was a...
I know what you're talking about.
Like
Blacklist.
Yeah, Blacklist. There we go. Thank you. Creepy show, but good, huh?
It was very addicting for the first few seasons.
Yeah.
But then it kind of...
It jumped the shark.
Yeah, it did.
But it was really great for a while.
James Spader is one of those actors who can do almost every single role.
But you feel like the normal...
Almost.
Him,
I said almost.
You feel like the normal him is weird. Right?
Yes. I don't think
you know
he
the types?
Has to step out a whole
exactly.
lot.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah, no.
That's exactly what I mean.
He is a great actor. And I bet you when he walks around, he's not that. I would guess. I don't. I've never met the guy, but I would think he's.
You know, when I retire, I'm moving to L.A. to be an extra.
Yeah, you guess that's a lot of standing around.
I would be a good extra. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
What's this text for here, Amanda?
That's the phone number.
I was trying to write down the phone number for Jim.
For the thing you're going to do?
Yeah, so the singing Valentine's, you can call 920-980-5743 for Tim, or 920-973-6691 for Bill, but you have to do it before Wednesday next week so that you can surprise your Valentine with someone to sing to them.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? How much did I charge, do you know?
40.
40 bucks? I'll do it for 20.
50.
No, I'll do it for 20. If somebody wants me to show up and sing, I'll do it. 20 bucks. Okay. And a snack. I mean, a little something. I just homemade a little something, something.
Half-eaten granola bar. Here you go.
Yeah, you got a little something. I will show up at your place of business, people. Listen to me here. I'm doing 20 bucks and a snack.
And what are you going to do?
Sing Happy Valentine's Day to them.
Sing Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes. And on Valentine's Day, give them a rose. 20 bucks.
Like Happy Birthday?
Happy Valentine's Day.
But you're going to just put... That's not what these guys do. These quartets sing two love songs.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll do that.
You could sing My Wild Irish Rose if it's somebody... Or you could sing, Tell Her You Love Her Today.
I don't know the words to that. Yeah.
Oh, I know every word to that song.
Let me call you, sweetheart.
There's another one.
I'm in love with you. There are women out there right now getting weak in
Johnny,
the knees.
You
weak
should in charge the knees. 10.
Quick poll.
Quartet
the knees,
is 4.
Yes or no. Back after this.
10.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The yearly tradition starts tomorrow in the Winnebago system, and Wisconsin DNR biologists are expecting the harvest to be better this year than last. Of course, I'm talking about sturgeon spearing season. Last year, poor ice conditions made for a below-average harvest for the prehistoric bottom feeders. While water clarity isn't great this year, the ice conditions are much better, meaning the season is already off to a better start. Spearing starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 1 p.m. each day. The season will run for 16 days or until the safe harvest caps are met, whichever comes first. A 34-year-old homeless man has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and mistreatment of an animal causing death for a January 28th stabbing on Capitol Drive in Green Bay. James Doerr is accused of killing his addiction sponsor, identified only as DV, and the man's pet poodle. The victim was stabbed 27 times. Doerr is also charged with resisting or obstructing a police officer and methamphetamine possession. He's being held on a $2 million bond. Some Head Start programs in the state of Wisconsin have gone 2 weeks without their federal funding. This follows a memo from the Trump administration temporarily pausing federal grants, loans, and financial assistance programs. Senator Tammy Baldwin issued a letter to the Trump administration this week requesting immediate attention to resolve outstanding issues for Head Start payment systems. Head Start programs provide child care and education for low-income families. In 2022, more than 10,000 children were enrolled in Head Start programs throughout Wisconsin. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Mino and the Mayor.
Mino and the Mayor.
Mino and the Mayor.
That's good.
Yeah, I left. I didn't leave right away.
Oh,
sent to me. Did you hear that? I said, no, I didn't. So anyway, so that's Barbershop, right? Four-part harmony. And they're doing this singing Valentine's. I was wrong. It's $50. So it's $50 to say I love you with a song. And that's available, obviously, on Valentine's Day, February 14th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So this is how it works. You call. I'll give you two numbers. You call them and say, look, I want to send a singing Valentine to my... to my wife, to my girlfriend, both.
Both, that's fine.
And so that'd be $100. And you get a Valentine's serenade, right? So they come in, they sing two songs that the barbershop, digital picture of the event, long stem red rose, a personalized Valentine card, and chocolate kisses.
That's nice.
Yep. So But you got to call before, like Amanda said, before Wednesday. So these are the two numbers if you want to jot it down. 920-980-5743 or 920-973-6691. I'm going to do that. I do that every day.
Ray Nitschke, Bob Kubersch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got.
Yeah.
So.
Hi, Lisa.
Anyway.
Hi. Hey. Have you guys ever had a singing Valentine or a singing, you know, a singing Graham or anything like that sent to you?
And no. John, didn't you ever, your friend send it as like a stripper?
No, never had that.
Me either.
I've been the stripper. I used to, in college, I used to be that guy.
Oh, God.
I did. I really did. I did this.
John, stop.
I did, Lisa. As a 100 pounds ago.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I've had done, and it can be a little embarrassing.
Yeah, that's what I said I would think too. And like if you're at work.
That's exactly when it happened for me. I was at work and in the newsroom, KNOE, and they came in and started singing, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I can see that. I'd be, yeah. These guys, I've never had that sent to me. Yeah,
these guys keep their clothes on.
It's yeah, good. They do. It's good. Thank goodness they do.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I saw the.
But I'm throwing out there, I will do it. They're doing it for 50. I'll do it for 20.
Okay. With the rose,
and
with
you
the
get
picture.
What you pay for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, the stripping starts with the boot.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'd be pretty hot. Me showing up wearing my boot.
So, how is your Achilles?
Good.
Is it getting better? Is that what your boot is for?
I guess. I don't know. My body is just breaking down in so many ways. It's just like, what's next? You know what I mean?
You know,
it's
why?
One of those things. Why?
You don't treat it well.
I treat my body phenomenal. We're with Lisa Hale coming our way from Oshkosh. What do you got going on in your show this weekend, Lisa? You always have the greatest subjects.
That's great how you just switch the subject.
I know, right?
I know. Anyway, go ahead, Lisa.
That was a good segue. We've got this week on New Wisco Weekend, we are featuring the heart. On different levels. It's Heart Health Month, as you know, for February. And we're also looking at Valentine's. So we've got a mixture of things. We've got a doctor who is coming in to tell us how to stay heart healthy and the things that she tells her patients. We've got that as our cover story. We also have, you guys know Amanda. I mean, she's right across the thing from you there.
Right.
She has a commentary this week on her beef with Valentine's. That is fantastic.
Whoa. Okay, Amanda. Okay.
Oh, she does a commentary for us every week.
I know, but what about this about her hating Valentine's?
Oh, I got major beef with Valentine's.
Talk to
You're
us,
gonna
Amanda.
You're going to have to listen to the show.
Wow.
Because I have listened to this commentary. And I'm not lying when I say this, no less than 5 times, just having it running because it's so funny. And I giggle every time at something different that's in it. So
wow, I want to hear this. Amazing. Can you give us a hint, Amanda?
The Valentine's Day Massacre? Is it
Cupid?
No. What did he do?
On the last day of his life.
Right.
Tony Ricardo had French toast.
No, it's nothing like that.
No.
But she really does a great job with it. So I'm excited for everybody to hear that. Of course, we've got Brittany Merlot doing a feature on how winter snow can be bad for your heart.
Huh?
Well, you know, when you get out there, you... Mino.
Yeah.
When you get out there with that shovel and it's that heavy, wet snow, you know it puts a strain on your heart.
That's why I don't shovel.
That's why they got snow blowers.
Stay away from heavy, wet snow. I know this. I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb like everybody says.
We don't need your show for that.
Heavy, wet snow. Next.
Right.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, and don't walk in front of a bus.
Hey,
what else you got?
I'm the most heart healthy guy around. Absolutely.
Hey, just this heart. We said today it was Women's Heart Day.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
Which is heart disease is the number one killer for women.
I know.
Yes, it is.
That's why they do the Go Red for Women in February.
Yes.
Cool.
Do you know why that is, though?
Why we're red?
No, why it's more of a killer for women than it is for men.
Why?
Because we have a higher pain tolerance for internal pain.
Oh,
and half the time,
go to the doctors and say, "Hey, I got a problem."
Half the time, they have no idea it's happening, and then it's just you're done.
They send us.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm serious. I didn't know that. That's true.
And we don't get the same types of symptoms. Females don't get the same types of symptoms that males get when it comes to a heart attack. For example, you know, the right arm hurting. Sometimes that doesn't happen with us. We don't get that. Left arm, whichever arm it is, it doesn't happen to a girl. So I don't know.
Lisa is not a doctor.
Yeah. I'm not a doctor.
I'm going to, but Lisa, this is like appropriate. I'm today after the show, I'm That's going true. In this for a
stress test.
Stress test heart monitoring.
Oh my gosh, Jim, have you ever done that before?
Yep, 10 years ago. Probably 12. My doctor said, "You know what? Let's do this again." So, it's not cheap. Man, I'm not going to complain about the price. Well, it depends what the results are. But so, but I the reason I'm not my joyful self, I haven't had coffee all morning.
I want to see your joyful self one time in my life. I would like to see Jim Schmidt's joyful self. Because Amanda, have you seen it? I have not.
He was pretty jolly yesterday.
Is Todd on the phone someplace?
Right, Todd whatever. Better be sleeping. Don't you dare call in.
Todd, Nikki, have you ever seen Jim's joyous self?
I can be joyful. I just, today's not the, that coffee, you can't eat past midnight, which that's not a big deal. Even yesterday, that lady's like, oh, you want something to eat? You want something to eat at the Vintage Rolls? And I'm like, I don't really eat breakfast. But coffee, I love. I absolutely love coffee. I have, it would be akin to an alcoholic. I have so much inventory on coffee. I'll bet you I got 8-10 cans that I buy. I buy it like I'm afraid it's not going to be there someday. I do.
Wow.
I do.
They do say that about, I knew a guy who was an alcoholic and his garage,
totally.
he had them stacked up like cases of whiskey.
Yeah.
I think it was like Canadian Club or just one.
Yeah.
And it's like he would go in and make sure, he would count how many he had.
Because you would wake up and you'd think, oh my God, I'm going to run out.
Yeah. No, so that's why I know I've never had a problem as an alcoholic or anything. Because I've never been that way where it's like, oh my God, I have to have this in my garage.
That's an addiction.
Wow.
So you've never been. Addiction is, you will do. Addictions are unbelievably powerful. I mean, if you haven't had it, you don't know it. I'm not saying I'm addicted to coffee, but there's...
You probably are.
It sounds like...
No, I don't...
But can you give up?
By the way, I got a text here.
A different story.
Mino sent himself a Valentine singer after going to the prom by himself. Brian, that's like, okay.
That's
no,
true.
Actually, Amanda, spread that out a little bit more. I think he says a drive-in. That's that story. The first time I was ever had a car to drive by myself... My brother gave me his car, and I didn't have anybody to go to the drive-in with, and I went by myself.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know it is. Like, what are you going to do, weird. Jim?
Yeah.
You know, you tell your brother, yeah, I can use your car, but I don't have anybody to go. Or no, what do? You go to the drive-in by yourself. That's what I did.
I can't believe you couldn't find one person, even if you go with a guy. I mean, just
I told you this story, Jim. She had already decided to join the other team, if you know what I mean.
That's true. She did. That happened twice to you.
It did happen twice to me.
Wow.
You know what that
and
means.
Now
that's no reflection on me.
And now
I don't know about that now.
She can't. Well, I was going to say she can't play guy sports anymore either. So anyway.
She was a great athlete.
Yeah, I know.
Great athlete. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Lisa.
We got off track there.
Not at all. Not at all.
What were we saying again? I don't remember.
We were talking about heart health and New Wisco weekend, and then we got into caffeine addiction and hoarding coffee.
Listen. You're like reasonable. You're a normal person. Jim and I aren't.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
We're both.
I have to say this.
Go ahead.
I have to say this. If Todd had been here and he had heard you say, Lisa, you are a reasonable, normal person.
Yeah.
He would have done the backup sound.
Beep, like, oh, beep, that's funny.
Beep. Because Lisa is not a normal, reasonable person.
So let me tell you about my week, Lisa.
Yeah.
Enough about you. Listen to how my week has gone. Okay?
Yeah, we never, ever focus on John.
No.
Go ahead. Take the next 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Yeah. So my Achilles tendon is basically shredded. Okay.
It's basically stretched. It's not. It's stretched.
Whatever it is. So that's where I'm working the booth. The pain is 99% of the people in the world would not be at work.
It's a two.
They would not be at work. Okay.
Okay. So it's a two or a three.
It's
on a scale of 10.
They asked me. I said 8.5. Nikki can verify. 8.5 the pain is.
That guy has a very low threshold of pain.
Who?
You.
Oh, Mike. I have the highest threshold of pain anybody's ever seen.
Okay.
You know what, John?
What?
I would love take you and your threshold of pain.
Yeah.
Compare it to, say, me.
Okay.
And my threshold
really?
Of pain.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Lisa, again, how about a little bit less of you, a little bit more about me? I had an injury one time that the doctor said the only thing comparable to it is childbirth.
Oh, he did.
Oh, okay. First off, childbirth. A male said it. Doctor. He's not right. Yeah.
Childbirth. Childbirth. Did I complain? No. No.
John. Oh, my God. You're going to get yourself
in trouble. Have you ever had a kidney stone?
You ever have torched on a testicle?
We're going to.
Oh, boy.
Because I have.
Have you ever had a kidney stone?
Have you ever had torsion on the testicle?
No, I haven't. But I'm seriously asking.
Yes.
Have you ever had a
kidney stone? I passed one. It was the size of a golf ball.
Oh my God, this is going nowhere. We're going to lose half our listening audience.
Size of a golf ball.
Jeez.
Size of a golf. Ball.
It was. It was unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Oh,
did
I love
that. Did I complain? Well, no, I didn't complain. Nobody even knew it happened. And I did it. I passed it on the air doing a radio show.
In the rice field.
Yeah, in a rice field. Cambodia.
While walking uphill to school in Agani, Michigan.
Lisa, we're out of time. We'd love to hear more about it, but we're out of time.
Oh, she's coming back. She's staying through the break.
Son of a gun. Okay, back after
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
GBW.
Hey, welcome back. Lisa Hale joining us. New Wisco weekend coming up. Got a texter. I have seen Jim's joy on the show when his daughter is in the studio or when he talks about linens or when he talks barbershop. Vicky. Thank you, Vicky.
All right, Vicky.
Thank you.
That would be...
We got very perceptive listeners.
That
we
is,
have tremendously
listener.
Perceptive you're, listeners. You're, Vicky is one of them.
And Vicky, you're
Brian
right.
Brian pretty much just fires shots at us.
Vicky, I want to say all three of those do bring me joy. Yes. Absolutely.
See?
They do.
See, so you do experience joy,
I do.
And you don't have to have caffeine to do it.
He doesn't spread joy.
That's not, no, John.
You don't spread joy to anybody else.
I sang
else.
In a barbershop quartet for years, so that was spreading joy.
That was just to pick up women in the nursing home.
You know, in New Wisco weekend
this weekend,
please. We do have Jukebox as our musical guest wrapping up the show.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. That's cool.
Yes.
They're good.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we're going to have a little barbershop this week.
What else you got going on New Wisco weekend?
Well, lots of stuff. I mean, it's an hour show. We cram stuff into it. We have a feature on the Super Bowl for the new community shelter.
Great.
That's going on
Isn't
through
that nice?
Sunday.
I got to tell you.
So Vintage Rose yesterday gave me a take-home package because I wasn't going to. You can't believe my day yesterday, Lisa. How much time do you got?
Not enough.
And it's not even, I'm not whining or anything like that, but I just, you got to hear about my day. You want to hear about my day, Lisa?
Sure. Tell me about your day, Tom.
Okay. So.
I heard it all through break, so.
I bet you did.
I'm going to step. I'm going to read the paper. Don't think I'm ignoring. Well, John can think what he wants. I'm talking about you.
Amongst yourselves.
I can listen and read. Okay.
So I basically got a shredded Achilles tendon, which pain is like beyond whatever anybody else could imagine. Okay.
That's bold.
Okay. So we do our show yesterday at Vintage Rose Bakery, which is the greatest food you'll ever have in your lifetime. It's so delicious. The croissants with the chocolate is amazing. Oh, it's amazing. And they had these sticky buns that are amazing.
I saw a picture of those.
They kept bringing me all this food, and it's like, I can't eat. I have to go get a root canal. I have to go get a root canal right after this.
That is true.
3-hour root canal I was scheduled for, okay?
Right.
So I didn't eat any of this amazing food for 3 hours they keep bringing to me. All right, because I didn't want it like stuck in my teeth when it okay before
but wait,
I go to
that's
the
not true. When I got
what do you
there,
mean it's not true?
When I got there, you were eating tacos.
Well, that's different. That was breakfast stuff.
Oh, really? Those
okay. scrambled eggs. You
sounded like
eggs.
You sounded like you didn't eat before.
Well,
your
they had
canal.
They kept bringing me over the
you
sticky
ate plenty.
Buns.
I didn't eat. You ate plenty.
You didn't want the caramel and the top.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Teeth. I understand. That.
Okay, because like some of us travel with a toothbrush and toothpaste. I have
nobody
that.
Travels with a toothbrush, but okay.
I got it in there right now.
Yeah, well, I've never seen you use it, and thank God for that.
Why, anyway, would you?
Remember that right. day Nikki brushed her teeth like right here in the studio?
That was weird.
That was
weird.
A weird thing.
That was weird.
What was Amanda? What was up with that? She's like brushing her teeth right here.
It was a demonstration of those like those travel little like one use toothbrushes where you like pop the little thing in the middle and then you. I don't know.
Okay. Oh. You know what I?
She was helping someone.
And then she's just spitting on the floor.
No. But you can buy those things that go.
She
over,
was Lisa.
You can buy those little, like, they go over your finger, and then you just brush your teeth with your, like, an airplane.
That's gross, too.
No, but then you just throw it away, but it's like,
it's gross. If anybody's sitting next to me in an airplane and they're brushing their teeth, I'd ask them to move. I'd say, please go sit somewhere else.
Not brush your teeth with the toothpaste.
I would ask them to move.
Oh, okay. I didn't see on the plane.
No, you're not sitting next to me, then, if you're brushing your teeth.
Those are just
so
for,
Lisa, okay, Lisa, like, can
you
I
know
finish?
What you remind me of?
International.
You two remind me of an old married couple who are done with each other.
Yeah.
It's true. Spot on.
But we're living out there.
But you're still
well, we
living.
Can't sell the house. We've had this house since 1929. My dad built this house during the Depression with his bare hands.
You've been living off it. Yeah.
Definitely.
Lisa,
so anyway,
do you want to hear about my day or
no,
not?
No, we got Lisa on here to promote her show.
Oh, my God. It's all about Lisa.
About today the
whole
time.
God. Yeah, right.
Okay,
right,
go right, ahead, right, Lisa. Right.
I was just going to tell you that New Wisco Weekend is on Saturdays at 8. Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW. You can also find it at civicmedia.us. It's one of our shows, the weekly shows, and it is a really fun show. There.
Okay.
Now you can
so
talk
Lisa,
about
okay,
it.
Hey, now here's a fun fact about the show. I'm chiming in here.
Lisa and Amanda. Wow. Where's Todd?
Sleeping. A fun fact about the show is every episode of New Wisco Weekend now has our musical features from the previous Friday from Mino and the Mayor.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We've got a great entertainer coming in, Toni Fritz. She is incredible.
Heard,
wait till you hear her today.
Toni will be on New Wisco Weekend next week.
Oh, that's awesome. She's so talented.
Yeah, she's good. I listened to her yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Lisa, can I?
Okay, you got 3 minutes. Not
wait,
even.
Okay, so he's
he's got a minute and a half.
Minute and a half.
I'll call you to finish it if we don't get through it, Lisa.
Okay.
So I'm dealing with this unbelievable pain yesterday, all during our show. Right. All during our show is an incredible
all
pain.
All during the show.
They're bringing incredible food from Vintage Rose in front. I gotta go get dental surgery right as soon as we're done. Race, I got my good friend Mike, my Uber guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Race to the CVS. Because the day before, when Nikki and I went there, they were out for lunch. They can't keep one people back at the pharmacy to give you your... It could have been a life-threatening thing. It could have been, I need this or I'm going to die. Sorry, we're out for lunch.
That was not a policy I liked either, because they do close for lunch. It's like, come on.
You can't keep one person.
Right.
One person.
Yeah.
The thing is when you're at a pharmacy, one person does not
Lisa,
work.
Enough. Lisa, again, enough of you. This is me.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, Mino.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Every day, Lisa. Every day. So you go talk to you once every Friday.
Oh, my
God. Okay, you know what, Lisa? You just blew it. I don't have enough time to tell the entire story.
No, because Amanda's got the 10 seconds
she's
up.
She's giving us a wrap. Lisa, lose because you don't get a chance to hear my story.
Well, you can listen because I'll guarantee you this, Lisa. He's going to tell it. He's going to tell it.
No, it's too late now.
He's going to tell it.
Yeah. Lisa, promo your show one more time.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
I got 20 texts here. Enough of Lisa, more Mino telling me about his problems. It's crushing our internet thing or whatever.
It's good. What is that called? It crashes.
Yeah. It's crashing us.
It's crashing.
We're crashing, Lisa. See ya.
We're crashing.
See ya. We're out.
That.
Yeah.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.